The Scotty K Show on US 99.
Yesterday, we were talking about the story where a woman got really excited about her new wedding dress. She finally found the dress, so she sent it to her dad. And obviously, the fiance hadn't seen it yet, because that's the rule. And the dad sent it in the family group text that the fiance was in. And so he saw the dress before the wedding happened. So she got a new dress. She said, I can't do it. It's bad luck. I got to switch it up. Ruin the whole thing. Which, to me, felt extreme. Kara, are you superstitious at all?
No, I mean, a little bit. But I would keep the original dress.
You keep the original dress?
I think that'd be okay.
Yeah, she wasn't willing to take the chance. She's like, this is my life. This is forever. I think it's bad luck. I can't do it.
I understand that, too. I get her point of view, but I would just keep the same dress. Yeah, I'm not going to buy a whole new dress.
Yeah, that's especially because it's hard to find a dress that you like and fit.
Like the perfect dress. And
yeah.
It's expensive.
Right. And they're expensive. That's agreed. But I'll say this. I actually think she made the right decision. And you might disagree with me. I think that she should have gotten a brand new dress. And here's why. I think that if she thinks it's bad luck and there's bad juju attached to it, then that is what is going to manifest, right? If she thinks that because he sent the picture and the husband saw the dress beforehand, all of a sudden things are going to go downhill because there's bad luck. She knew it. That there it is. Everything looks like bad luck. It's worst case scenario for everything at that point. It's almost like in The Matrix. It's like, would I have knocked over that vase if I didn't say anything kind of situation? And if you've never seen The Matrix, ignore that. However, I will ask you this. Is it crazy that if you think something is bad luck to change plans? Like if you think staying in a room that's the number 13 is bad luck, will you ask for a different hotel room? You know what I mean? Or is that just insane? Melissa, is there something that you changed up, you switched up because of like bad luck, bad vibes, bad juju?
Absolutely. Yep, I did. It was actually a credit card that I had, and the three digits in the credit card were 666. And so I called the credit card company and I said, I cannot use this credit card if the three digits are 666, and they gave me a new number.
Really? What?
Yes.
What did you think? What did you think was going to happen?
I did not want any satanic vibes on my credit card purchases.
I mean, that's definitely not a place you do want bad luck of any kind.
No, I could not in good conscience shop with 666, so they took care of it for me.
You know, maybe that was part of the universe saying, you have a shopping problem.
it could have been, and I ignored it.
You did! See?
I solved the problem.
You would have had zero credit card debt right now if you would have kept that. I would tie in my wrist.